Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And of course, we encourage you to send in those text messages now so you don't forget, and then tell them to listen at 515 and we'll announce their number or their name. The number is 312-981-7200. I'm confused because my brain is trying to think forward and I'm thinking, Anna, we have met in the past, correct?
Yes, we have, under fun circumstances, I would say, too.
Oh, my gosh. This is Anna Payton. She is the head of Aurora Animal Control. And the first day I met her, we were in lockdown because there was that horrible shooting in Aurora. And I remember coming out to look at a pig that was found in a snowbank. And I kept saying, there's a lot of police officers. I mean, there's police officers everywhere, and they were racing everywhere. And it was that tragedy that unfolded while I was there at Animal Control, and we were in lockdown together, and I fell in love with this little itty bitty pig that your crew named Penelope, and she's about 82 pounds now and loving the sunshine and as happy and healthy as can be.
Oh my goodness. Well, we're so glad that you were the one that were able to take her home and give her the life she deserves. So thank you for that.
So I wanted to talk to you about what is going on in Aurora. Aurora has set limits on how many pets you can have, how long your dog can be barking. Is this something you campaigned for, or is this something you now have the task of enforcing?
Well, I would say a little bit of both. So, Lisa, you know, our ordinances were last revised all the way back in 2000. And as you can imagine, our community certainly has changed a lot in the past 22 years. So a lot of it was just outdated and really not addressing the needs, you know, of our current community and the animals that reside within. So it was a couple years in the making, but very happy that the city council passed unanimously Tuesday night to move forward with these revised ordinances.
Now, the people who work for animal control do not have the power of arrest. So would it be the police department's job to issue tickets?
So we do not have the power of arrest. However, we do have three animal control officers that are able to investigate and issue citations under these ordinances as needed.
Okay. So let's run down the ordinances. When it comes to barking dogs in Aurora, what is the new rule?
So the new rule is they cannot bark more than 15 consecutive minutes between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m., and they cannot bark more than 10 consecutive minutes between 10:01 p.m. to 6:59 a.m. And previously it had been very gray as far as what that meant. It was just a nuisance. It was disturbing the peace. As I'm sure you can imagine, what disturbs one person's peace can be very different than another. And this way, it's very clear to everyone. It's clear to owners what is expected of them, and it's also clear to residents, you know, what is the expectation of what's considered a nuisance. So we're hoping that this will help both sides be able to, you know, be in the middle and you know, not be causing problems for their neighbors and being mindful, as well as recognizing that dogs, you know, our dogs, and we'll bark from time to time as well.
Neighborhood wars start over barking dogs and poop in the yard and all matters related to animals. But it also benefits the dog, because often if a dog is tied out and in distress and someone is neglecting it, it's going to bark nonstop until it gets the attention it's needing.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm very happy to say, you know, included in the ordinances as well as now very detailed requirements for if the dog is tethered. We recognize that we live in a community where not everyone has a fenced-in yard, and, you know, putting a dog on a tie-out is, you know, definitely an acceptable way to let them have exercise and go to the bathroom, as long as it's done in the responsible, appropriate way. So, again, establishing those guidelines really is ensuring the best care possible for the animals in the city.
Anna Payton is the Director of Animal Care and Control in the city of Aurora, and their new ordinances, when do they go into effect?
They go into effect immediately, so they are in effect right now.
Okay, and there's also rules in place about how many animals you can have in one residential unit. Is it the same for apartments, condos, and homes, regardless of how much land you have?
Yeah, absolutely. It is the same. Certainly, you know, if it's a rental situation, the property owner has the right to have their own restrictions as a property owner if they want to allow pets. If so, you know, the number would have to be within, you know, the city requirements, but certainly it could be less than that at their discretion. But it doesn't matter the residence type. You know, size of property does not equate the type of animal, I would say responsibility, or the love that you have for that pet. So as long as people are being, again, responsible, we're focusing on quality of care versus quantity of animals, then, you know, we're happy to continue to support those pet owners.
Okay, so yeah, what are the new rules? Because if I was an Aurora, you'd probably be knocking on my door. As you know, I've got three dogs, three cats, and a pig, and those rules only allow for two dogs and two cats, correct?
Yes, and actually, so that was what the rule was previously. However, now, if you would like a third dog or a third cat, you can do so. So you would be up to a total of five. But you have to, you know, submit an application with our department. And what we're doing is just ensuring that the pets you currently have are up to date on the rabies vaccine, which is a state law, so they should be anyways, that they're spayed and neutered as well as microchipped. So if you have those things done, then you're welcome to have a third dog or cat.
So this will stop some of the backyard breeding. Is that the thought process behind this?
Yeah, we want to make sure that people are not, you know, getting in over their head, I would say, with the number of animals due to breeding situations. And we certainly support people that are breeding responsibly, but those that are not doing so, again, we want to make sure that the animals are receiving the best care, the most appropriate and humane care in the city. And we take that very seriously with our department, obviously, being our job to ensure those things are being done.
Anna, you know, being an advocate for animals and being on the, you know, boards of many animal organizations over my, you know, career, there are people that speak very highly of you. You're very good at what you do, and we appreciate the efforts that you put forward. What is the biggest issue you face as the director of animal care and control in Aurora? What's the biggest animal problem that you're dealing with?
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you so much for the kind words. I really appreciate that. You know, right now, I think it's not necessarily unique to us. This is being seen in shelters across the Chicagoland area, sadly, is our dog population is very high. And I can only speak for my shelter in particular. Our numbers are very similar to pre-COVID as far as animals coming in and animals, for the most part, going out. But the volume of dogs is just very high, and everyone's just trying to figure this out right now. All the physical shelters are trying to figure out what's going on, and my speculation is honestly probably everyone who wanted a dog during COVID went out and got a dog, and so there's a little bit of a saturation of the market, if you would, of people aren't looking for dogs right now because they already got one. So that's a little bit of a challenge right now. So if people are looking to add to their home, whether it's a dog, cat, rabbit, or otherwise, I would strongly encourage them first to come to Aurora, because, of course, we're wonderful here, but go to your local shelter and take a look at the animals, because they are wonderful animals. They are oftentimes here by no fault of their own. Those are people issues as far as why they're here. But they are wonderful and just waiting for a wonderful home.
And so let's review the new ordinance that goes into effect immediately in Aurora. There is a noise ordinance, so your dog cannot be barking more than 15 minutes. That's during daytime hours, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And the number of dogs and cats in each individual residence?
So it's two dogs, two cats, but you can have a third of either species if you submit an additional pet application through our department.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I really appreciate it.
630 just said, yay for Aurora. I'm a dog owner and a lover all my life, and I'm so sick of dog owners who aren't responsible owners and let dogs bark for hours, even when asked by neighbors to be more considerate of neighbors. They are rude and ignore the requests. I won't even get into those who don't pick up after their dogs. It will be a $100 fine. That is a first-time citation. 224 said, I know a lady who put their dog or their neighbor's dog poop on a paper plate and rang the doorbell. They never spoke again. Yeah, neighborhood wars. Definitely start over that. Steve's got your news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.